It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, it is now officially official that Maroon 5 is headlining the Super Bowl halftime show. This has been rumored for months, but they posted a video to their Instagram yesterday to confirm the news. And it has also been announced that they will be joined by Travis Scott and Big Boy from Outkast.
Okay, cool. Let me do a little Big Boy from Outkast for you real quick.
But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that B-A-S-S, baby?
But I know y'all wanted that 808.
Can you feel that B-A-S-S,
baby? I like the way you move.
Oh, you know what? I just realized right there. I like the way you move. I guarantee you there's going to be some kind of a transition if it's Maroon 5 and Big Boy from Outkast. It'll be like, I don't know if it'll be like Moves Like Jagger first, then to the I Like the Way You Move, or I Like the Way You Move into Moves Like Jagger.
Oh.
See, you're playing off the moves here.
I bet you're right.
Super Bowl exclusive. Joe from the Joe and Alex Show predicted this on January 14th. I'm calling it right now.
You heard it here first. Yes. We have, as I mentioned, a new record for the most liked Instagram post. That record had been held by Kylie Jenner. Her post where she announced her daughter Stormy's name had about 18.2 million likes last year. And that was the most liked Instagram post ever. Well, on January 4th, so 10 days ago, someone created an Instagram account called world_record_egg, and they posted one picture, just a picture of an egg, trying to break the record set by Kylie Jenner. And as of last night, they finally did it. I have liked this post. I saw Alex liked it. Several others have. I just refreshed it a few minutes ago, and this random picture of an egg on Instagram now has 26.8 million likes.
It's good. People say social media is bad and a waste of time, but not when stuff like this happens.
It brings the people together.
It is. We can all unite.
Kylie posted a response on her Instagram. It's a video of her cracking an egg on hot pavement.
Ouch.
Yes.
Take that, little egg.
And Chris Pratt got engaged over the weekend to Katherine Schwarzenegger.
You're the most awesome person I have ever known in my entire life. I vow to protect you from danger. I don't care if I have to fight an ultimate fighter or a bear. I want to spend the rest of my life, every minute, with you. And I'm the luckiest man in the galaxy.
Wow, actual audio right there.
Okay, so that is Chris Pratt, but that wasn't him proposing to Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Was it?
No, that was from Parks and Rec.
Oh, I never watched that show. Okay.
Oh, you should. He got married in a Colts jersey, too.
There you go.
No, he posted a picture on his Instagram of the two of them and captioned it, "Sweet Katherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you. Proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go." They have been dating just since last June, so this was a pretty quick engagement. And of course, he was previously married to Anna Faris. They separated in August 2017, and their divorce was finalized last November. And that is The Garbage on Radio Now.
All right, Lindsay, my wife, filling in for Alex, who will be back tomorrow. Thank you.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, Elizabeth was only 14 years old when she was abducted on her way to school and kept in an underground bunker. Find out how Elizabeth survived her abduction and why child rescue professionals say she's one of the smartest victims they've ever seen. Murder Monday is next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.